Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams. It's time to talk travel with her traveling companion David Isby. Here is one of the 100 most powerful women in travel, Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy you're with me this hour, and I want to remind you this is the third hour of the show, so if you've missed hours one or two or any parts thereof, or there was something you heard and you want to hear it again, or you want to share it with somebody, you can go to sabrams.com. That's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. And in the next couple of days, you're going to find, first of all, we have on the homepage the last 2.5 to 3 months of show notes of each show highlighted there. But you're going to find this show there as well. And you'll be able to click, and when you get there, you'll get links to the websites of the folks we've talked with. And you're also going to be able to click to listen to the archive show, which will stay archived forever. If you go over to travelers411.com, then you can click on podcasts, and you can subscribe free to our podcast. The podcasts of every show go back for 1 year, and every week as the newest show comes on, the oldest one drops out. And then we figure if you're not going to download it in a year, well, you're probably never going to do that, huh? What do you think, David?
Well, yeah, you're that gives them plenty of time.
Decent amount of time.
Absolutely.
I want to take you off. On yesterday's show, we had on Dr. Deborah Barnhart. She is the CEO of the U.S. Space and Rocket Center and Space Camp based in Huntsville, Alabama. And I have to tell you, we wanted to choose a place that we hadn't talked about before, that's in the drive market of a lot of our stations, and we are heard massively throughout, oh my gosh, well, let's start at Tennessee and go south from there. You know, in Tennessee, or in go west a little bit, in Oklahoma, we've got 4 or 5 stations in Missouri, or Missouri. We're probably on 11 stations in Mississippi. We're 5 stations in Florida, and you know, just that, go to your western neighbor in Texas, and Huntsville is easy reach. And I am so excited about Huntsville. Now, once my staff said, you know, why don't we focus on this place? And I looked, Huntsville has got to be the best kept secret in America as far as what it has to offer for travelers, tourists, people who want to come and visit. And so I am delighted we had Dr. Deborah Barnhart on yesterday, and you can go and find the podcast and the archived audio in the next couple of days at Travelers411 and sabrams.com. But I wanted to get Judy Riles on the air with me. She's the CEO of the Alabama Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the Huntsville, Alabama Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we're going to focus in, because when you go and take a look at their website and you see what's there, you will be knocked out. And I'll tell you, I'm a sucker for waterfalls. When I saw the waterfalls there, I said, put this on my must-go-to list. So we're going to go off and talk with Judy Riles, CEO of Huntsville, Alabama CVB, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get your tickets now for Saturday, July 1st, as John Mellencamp with Emmylou Harris and Carlene Carpenter perform live in the Koussevitzky Music Shed on the Tanglewood Grounds in Lenox, Massachusetts. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I have Judy Riles on the line with me, CEO of Huntsville, Alabama's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Have you always lived in Alabama, Judy?
I really have. I was born in Birmingham, which is a city just south of Huntsville, 2 hours, and moved to Huntsville when I was three. So I've lived here for many years. I love this town and really like promoting it as a convention site and visitor destination.
How long have you been associated with the Convention and Visitors Bureau?
I will have my 40th anniversary next year with the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Oh, so you're a newcomer.
Yeah, I'm just very new, a newbie.
I hope they do more than buy you a gold watch.
They better, I'll tell you that, because we've worked hard, but we've seen so many changes in this community. It's really been an exciting career to be a part of things. Huntsville was just a small cotton town when I first moved here, and we've actually grown to be just quite a cosmopolitan city with
lots of
high-tech companies and biotech and FBI schools and just all kinds of things here, and just continue to grow.
What kind of schools were they?
There's an FBI school.
What's that?
Training school here on Redstone Arsenal.
FBI. Oh,
FBI.
Okay. I misunderstood the letters. I thought you said FEI, and I thought, well, you know, what? I don't know what that is. But FBI, yeah, I've met them.
Yep.
Not personally, not up close and personal. But,
well, that's good. That's good news.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. So, I was, you know, we talk about travel only, and we talk about business travel and leisure travel and group travel and all kinds of travel, and we talk about travel all over the world, and every now and then we want to make sure that we're talking about places that are in reach for our listeners. And so when we set about to decide, well, what we'd like to feature next, that's, you know, in the drive market of many of our listeners, we focused on Alabama, and one of my staff people said Huntsville. And I'm embarrassed to tell you, never been to Huntsville.
We need to change that.
No kidding. I have to tell you, you're not going to have to do too much to light a fire under me. Because you guys have done some glorious things that are man-made creations. And you've just got some wonderful natural beauty, including that waterfalls.
We really do. And they're all across North Alabama. Huntsville is centrally located in the southeast, and so we're just a short two-hour drive to Birmingham or Nashville, Tennessee, 4 hours from Atlanta or 4 hours from Memphis. So we're in the northern part of the state in the beautiful mountains in the Appalachian mountain chain. So it's really a pretty city. We have the Tennessee River to the south of our city. So, and we experience all four seasons. So if you are experiencing really cold weather during the winter time, you could come down and play our Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail, and you could play it even in January or February on some really pretty days that we have during those months. So you can play golf just about year-round, but we are delighted to be able to have all four seasons because it makes the just living here more interesting when you have all four seasons.
Well, you have on your website, which is huntsville.org, photos of autumn. And, you know, you've got a nice range of color. I'm not going to give in that it's as nice as where we live. Because
well,
we're in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, and we've got a variety of trees that create colors that look like you're sitting looking into a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some really dark crimson reds, and you don't see that everywhere. But and we're lushly covered. They call them mountains, but they're big hills, and they're like our mountains don't go above the tree line, so we never get to the point where the trees end, and you just got craggy rocks. So it looks like the mountainsides are just carpeted, and it looks to me almost like, you know, Huntsville looks like it's carpeted with autumn trees as well. I mean, it's just gorgeous.
It really is. at the foothills of the Appalachian mountain chain, we too have hills, but our hills are pretty large, and it is beautiful. And spring and fall are my two favorite times of the year just because the weather is so nice. We do get a little warm during the July-August time frame, a little humidity down here in the south, but we enjoy air conditioning and cool drinks.
With an emphasis on the cool drinks. Oh, you Southerners. You gotta love it. But you see, I count myself in because I was born in Maryland. So while it's not all that far south, it is a Southern mentality. And good living, you know, the emphasis on slow everything down just a little bit so you get to enjoy it.
That's true.
Yeah, we don't have that up in the north.
we enjoy that slower pace occasionally.
That's it. Everything moves at high speed in the north. But I get it. We're going to have to take a quick commercial break and come back. When we do, I want to dive in with you into you know, what there is to see and do. And for those of you who have, many of our stations carry both shows, Travelers 411 and Traveler Stephanie Abrams. But if you didn't hear Travelers 411 yesterday, make sure that you go and catch up with the interview about the Space and Rocket Center and Space Camp, which is a very cool thing. And when we come back, you mentioned a whole bunch of places that's in easy driving distance, like Memphis. Hi, all, at KXIQ AM 1180 in Memphis, Tennessee. It's just a four-hour drive. Go see Judy Riles and all those nice people in Huntsville. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide a live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Indiana.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I want to say hi all y'all in Missouri and Mississippi who are listening. And folks in Atlanta and all over Florida and Texas and Oklahoma, you're not a very far trip to get yourself to Huntsville, Alabama. And I have to tell you, I'm really excited about planning a trip to come and visit. I have Judy Riles on the line with me. She's the CEO of Huntsville, Alabama Convention and Visitors Bureau. And I keep threatening to do one of two things. One is to take Amtrak in one direction to out north on the northern route, come down the west coast, and drive back across the southern route of the country. And I'm looking forward to doing something like that because there are so many places that, you know, they're a little tougher to get to flying in. If you wanted to fly in, though, to Huntsville, and you got so much going on there, you must have a good airport someplace not far from you. Where would you? Is there an airport in Huntsville?
There certainly is. We have an international airport here in Huntsville.
Look
we
at
have
you.
12 direct flight cities that fly into our community, and we have a really nice upscale airport, and they have an intermodal center where they have shipments to other countries, but and that's why it's a international airport. We don't have international flights, but we have cargo going internationally.
So if you wanted to go to another country, you just put yourself in a box and put some stamps
no,
on it or something?
You would just leave here and maybe fly to Atlanta or New Orleans or New York. Mm. But we have some great airfare, that's for sure.
Okay. So let's talk about, if I were coming to see you, which I just might soon, so I'm going to take some notes here, plan a day for me. What would I do? What would you plan for someone who's never been to Huntsville, Alabama before that they go and do and see and enjoy and whatever?
Give me a list. We'd like you to come for more than one day because we have so much to do.
Well,
I'm
planning the first day.
Attractions and we have something that will interest anyone, whether it be from outdoor activities to science museums, educational tours. Just we have something for everyone. But our state's most visited attraction, as Deborah Barnhart has already pointed out, is the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, which is the Earth's largest space museum, and they are the home of Space Camp. So that's a museum that you have to visit, and that takes 3 to 4 hours to really fully go through the museum, or actually you could spend even more time there. And just adjacent to that is our botanical garden, which is over 10 years in growing. And they have a new guest center that's a $16 million guest center that is just outstanding and just beautiful. And it's built to be to look like a southern mansion with the columns, stately columns out front, and a terrific restaurant with a great chef that's there, as well as a terrific gift shop, too. When I'm traveling, I always like to visit the gift shops and bring...
Oh, no kidding. And me, too.
Souvenirs that I can't buy right here. But Botanical Gardens also has the nation's largest open-air butterfly house. That's a place that my grandchildren just really love to go to because there's turtles and the butterflies and fish in the streams, and they have a children's garden with lots of different activities, hammocks throughout the one area. Right now they're having a dinosaur exhibit, and my three-year-old grandson can name every one of the dinosaurs. He has to teach me how to pronounce them all, but he knows how. They just have such great exhibits coming into our botanical garden. And the botanical garden is 120 acres of just a beautiful facility that everyone can go and relax and enjoy.
Well, you know, one of the things I was impressed with when I was looking at pictures associated with Huntsville, Alabama, and if you've just joined us, I'm talking with Judy Riles, who is the CEO of the Huntsville, Alabama Convention and Visitors Bureau. The thing that struck me was how professional, how meticulously planned the variety of venues that a traveler would be interested in visiting or a resident would be interested in visiting. I mean, everything is done like Walt Disney planned it.
You know, the amenities that our visitors are looking for are the same things that our residents get to enjoy. So we enjoy being able to have all of these attractions right here. And one of my favorites is Low Mill, which is the nation's largest privately owned arts facility. And they have over 20 working artists and restaurants and performing venue right there. And it's in a historic textile mill, so it has a lot of character. And you can just walk the different floors and watch the artist actually painting or sculpturing or whatever their art is. And it's really a fun place to go. They're open on Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays and Sundays. They aren't open in the early part of the week, but
what's
it is worth a visit to Low Mill.
Give it to me again because I'm missing it. What's the name of the place?
Low Mill, L-O-W-E, Mill, M-I-L-L.
Okay.
It's Arts and Entertainment District.
Okay. Well, that works for me. And I understand there's some serious drinking that goes on in Alabama.
Well, we do have the most breweries of any city in the state. We have 10 breweries right here, and we have a beer trail. So if you choose to go and participate and taste all the different breweries. It's
David,
great
is your mouth up for that, David?
My bags are packed. Here
and we have a really unique brewery area, too. It's Campus 805. It used to be a high school, and they've turned it into a facility that has two breweries, lots of restaurants, a park in between the two, and some of the best pizza you've ever eaten, Earth and Stone Pizza. That's very kid-friendly, dog-friendly, and adult-friendly.
Oh, wow. I'm falling in love with you guys. And then on top of all of that, you throw in dog-friendly. I mean, what could be better than that? So how is your city dog-friendly?
Well, we have a dog park, and then a lot of our restaurants, you can take your dog to the outdoor patio dining. And as I mentioned, at Campus 805, they in the park in between the two breweries, there's a lot of frisbee throwing to their favorite animal. And you can take the dogs on to the patios of those different breweries.
Wow. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. I'm loving this, people. Isn't it wonderful? America is so filled with pockets of charm. And Huntsville, Alabama sure fits that idea. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave.
Illinois and Indiana. Keep shining on Oklahoma, Minnesota, Arkansas, and Georgia in June. It's plain to see you're the moon for me. I'm crazy about your panorama. But when you're shining on Tennessee, you overlap a little on Alabama, North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Indiana moon.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Water. You rely on it daily, but what do you really know about it? There is so much more to H2O than you realize. Did you know that tap water provides us with a low-cost way to stay hydrated, public health and fire protection, and nearly every product that we use every day? The more you know about your H2O, the more there is to love. To learn more, visit drinktap.org. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
I'm Alabama.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Judy Riles. She is the CEO of the Huntsville, Alabama Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we were talking about the Botanical Garden and the U.S. Space and Rocket Center and the Space Camp, which you can go to for a week, by the way. I learned all about that yesterday when I spoke with... who did I speak with? Dr. Deborah Barnhart, who was the CEO over there. And, I mean, there's just so much going on that it's incredible that, you know, I spend my professional life and much of my private life focused on travel opportunities. And I'm embarrassed to tell you, Judy, Huntsville doesn't come up to the top of the list too often, and it ought to be way up there.
Well, it certainly should. We need to make sure, and you're helping us by getting the word out. And anyone that wants to learn more about Huntsville, if they go to our website, we have a great website, huntsville.org, and you can get lots of information about the events, our attractions, our hotels, concerts, just all the information that you need is on our website. It's a great website, and really encourage you to visit that, which is huntsville.org.
You know, you mentioned earlier something about the Robert Trent Jones golfing trail. And if you go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com and you put Alabama golf, probably is enough, you will get links to archived audio of a bunch of years ago. I bet it's 10, 12 years ago. I interviewed somebody who was a part of, there's this trail that goes on for miles and miles and, you know, through towns, and it just keeps going through Alabama with one Robert Trent Jones golf course after another. So if you're hot to golf, throw your golf clubs in the back of the car and head for Alabama, and at some point you're going to get to Huntsville. Now, is there any golf in Huntsville itself?
There is. Certainly we have lots of golf courses, but we say that we're at the beginning of the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail, and there's two 18-hole courses and then a short course. So we have a lot of golf right here in our community and several other golf courses that anyone can play on. They're public golf courses.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And the prices are so reasonable. That's a real surprise to a lot of our guests, is how inexpensive golf is here in the state of Alabama. And you can go from Anniston to Huntsville to Birmingham, Montgomery, Mobile. All of our major cities have some great golf courses that are all a part of the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail.
You know, when you talk about things being less expensive, I find once you get out of the great Northeast and you start driving southward, everything gets less expensive. Everything.
But
you notice it.
Dining.
That's where I was going with this. You notice it first when you're traveling and you stop for a meal and you go in the restaurant and it's a lovely place And the menu items, or what you'd expect for whatever kind of food or restaurant cooking style you've selected. And the prices are a third to a half of what you're going to spend in the north.
And we have some great chefs here. Our restaurant and dining scene has really improved over the last 10 years. We have several great chefs that like to prepare our fresh foods from around the area. And Belle Chef, I don't know if you've heard of Belle Chef Cheese, but there's a factory just north of Huntsville where they make that cheese, and a lot of our restaurants then have those great cheeses with their different fresh tomatoes or squash or different things that they prepare. But
I am so hungry right now. This is really painful.
One of our chefs, James Boyce, is a James Beard Award nominee, and he has three restaurants here that are just outstanding.
What's his last name?
Some great chefs right here.
What's his last name? James who?
Boyce. B-O-Y-C-E. Boyce.
Hmm. Maybe we're going to get him on the air one day soon. Because I'm sure, what agricultural things are grown, whether they are on 4 feet or they're, root things that come out of the ground, that would be, seen on menus as local produce?
Well, one thing that we have is watercress, which makes a great salad. We were the watercress capital of the South, and just lots of different great lettuces. And as I mentioned, our tomatoes are just terrific. I mean, they are so sweet and tasty. They make some great salads with tomatoes and black-eyed peas.
Okay, so stop a second right there. Hold on. It's wonderful when tomatoes get to be red and juicy and, they're just succulent to look at, let alone eat. But
put a good old piece of bacon on top of that. Yummy.
I told you stop it. I'm starving over here. We don't get to eat dinner till the show is over, so you're starving me out. That's not good. But when I think of southward and I think of tomatoes, I think of fried green tomatoes. And I think of my Aunt Hannah, my mother was one of seven sisters and two brothers, but the two brothers were kind of, they were older, they were elitist, and they hung together. So it really was like two separate families. There were the boys and there were the girls. But of my mother included in the seven sisters, my Aunt Hannah made the best fried green tomatoes. She didn't always use green tomatoes, by the way. She sometimes used tomatoes that were still firm but red. And I want to tell you, you want a summer dinner, fried tomatoes and applesauce and corn on the cob and watermelon dessert.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got chills just now just thinking about that. Can somebody do that for me? I come to Huntsville.
Yes, and we have several meet and threes, is what we call them, homegrown restaurants where they prepare a meat and three vegetables that are just delicious. And I have my favorite place, which is Country G's, and they have the best fried green tomatoes of any place I've ever eaten.
Mm. Oh, you were never in my Aunt Hannah's kitchen. So,
I can make some pretty good ones myself.
You invite me, darling. You invite me, and my mouth will be there. So, but in terms of, when we get away from the Southern cooking thing, can you find a lot of, so many people, especially those who live in decent sized cities, you get a room full of people together. You're going to hear people say, well, let's go out for Greek food or Mexican food or Chinese food or Thai food or, Asian fusion or Italian. Or can you get all that when you're traveling in Alabama and particularly in Huntsville?
Yes, you can. We're really an international city, just partly because of Redstone Arsenal being here and so many of the generals retiring in the Huntsville area. But Huntsville has always been very welcoming city for people moving in, and so we have a lot of our own culture, but we've brought in cultures from around the world, and even some international schools are here.
Huh. When you said Redstone Arsenal, my mind went to military. And when my mind went to military, I remembered that I actually was in Alabama once. I was 3 months old. I don't remember it. But who could blame me for not remember it? And the reason I know is the legends associated with my mother taking me and my grandmother going along because she wasn't going to let my mother and this three-month-old get on a train and go to Alabama because my father was stationed in Alabama before he got shipped out to Europe in World War II. And so my mother went, you know, because he hadn't seen me yet. And so I got taken on a train to somewhere. I can't tell you where, but if I go back into some family history, I can share that with you another day when you're cooking me fried green tomatoes. But I want the whole thing. I want the tomatoes, and I want the corn on the cob, and the applesauce, and the watermelon dessert. And then I will feel like I died and went to heaven.
And you have to add purple hull peas in that, too.
Well, see, now those I don't know, so that'll be a new experience.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm glad I can remember that I actually have been in Alabama. And little as I was, to say goodbye to my dad before he went overseas. But happily, he actually came back. That was the best part. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
The heart of Dixie. And if this is your first time to meet me, then welcome, y'all. I'm Alabama. Alabama. I'm an old yellow hammer right in your face. From muscle shows to amazing.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum! Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know. For over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Biz Talk Radio.
Sweeter than a mother's song.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so happy to have Judy Riles on the line with me. She is the CEO of the Huntsville, Alabama Convention and Visitors Bureau, about to celebrate her 40th year in tourism promoting Huntsville, Alabama. And I'm so glad I have the opportunity to get to know you even by telephone, Judy.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed it.
Let's talk about, before we wrap up, and I know we haven't even scratched the surface, there are two things I want to talk about with you. One is the NASA Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, and the other is upcoming events that my audience might want to know about. So if they're going to plan to come, they might as well come when this is going on, because it's something of specific interest to them. But why don't we start with the NASA Marshall Space Flight Center? What's that all about?
It's just part of the NASA program, and there's lots of employees that are employed out on Redstone Arsenal. Over 40,000 people work out on Redstone Arsenal, but it's also the home to the Marshall Space Flight Center, where a lot of the research and development of the space program takes place right here in our city.
My mother would have loved all of that. My mother was a Rosie the Riveter. She built airplanes during World War II out at Glen L. Martin in Baltimore, Maryland.
Hmm.
Yeah. In fact, I did an interview with her about it, because it's a piece of history that people don't know a lot about. The part that was most memorable to me was it was the first time women wore slacks. They wore brown outfits, brown like Eisenhower jackets and black and brown trousers. And so, you know, if anybody was flying over, they wouldn't notice them. But in any event, I mean, I find all of that fascinating. But what events do you routinely have, or what's coming up on your calendar that people might want to know about and maybe plan their trip to Huntsville, Alabama to coincide so they can be there for the event?
We have a museum that is atop one of our mountains. It's called Burritt Museum, and they have a City Lights and Stars program throughout the summer where they have concerts out on their grounds, and then you overlook the city lights.
Oh,
and
wow.
Burritt Museum is just beautiful for nighttime events. There's lots of weddings and different activities that are held there, but they also have a farm area and different pioneer homes So there's a lot to do at Burt Museum, even during the daytime. There's also Huntsville Ghost Walks in our historic district in the downtown area. And we do have the largest antebellum home district in the state. Lots of beautiful homes and some great tours and walking tours of that area. Also, we have a great Big Spring Wine Crush. Huntsville was founded around a big spring, and so we have a wine event that's downtown in our Big Spring International Park, and that's a really fun event to go to. Another one that takes place in Big Spring International Park is Panoply of the Arts, and it's a whole weekend every May where lots of musicians come and play on five different stages and lots of art tents that are set up, and art is for sale throughout the weekend, but you also can bring children and let them create some art. So it's a really fun event. One of my favorites, too, is our Whistle Stop and Rocket City Barbecue. And if you are, I know you're already hungry, but
oh, it,
the smell of that barbecue cooking, and it's really like a tailgating party, and there's 70 amateur teams, and then there's about 60 of the Kansas City cooking competition teams, but there's just some great barbecue throughout that whole weekend.
You know, my son has driven cross-country round trip so a number of times. He's made probably 9-10 round trips, at least 9-10 trips across the nation. And depending on the season, you know, he either go the northern route, he certainly wouldn't do that in the winter, or the southern route, and he'd take the northern route in the heat of the summer when maybe he didn't want to drive through the desert. But he'd always try to plan his trips so he could go at least one direction through the South, and he planned his stops based on the food. And so, I mean, and you know, he's built like, you know what 6 o'clock looks like on a clock? You know, skinny hands straight up and down. That's how he's built. But, you know, he could eat you under the table.
And, that's not fair.
And he would, no, it isn't fair, not at all. But he would plan his stops across the South. So this is where he went for, you know, barbecue, and then this is where he went for ribs, and this is where he went for his poor boy sandwich in Louisiana, and then he got into his Tex-Mex. And, you know, and you, I'd say, how was your trip? And I would get a report on what he ate.
That sounds like a good trip to me.
I have to find out where in Alabama he made his stops, because I know he had to have stopped in Alabama, you know, going to or fro on many of those occasions. Let's talk a little about where to stay. And in weeks coming up, I want to have some people on to talk about places to stay when you're in the Huntsville area. Are there any places that have particular historic value or are, you know, unusual in some sense that people would want to go there?
We actually don't have any historic hotels. However, we have some great hotels in different areas. One of the areas is called Providence, which has lots of restaurants and outdoor concerts, but there's several hotels in the Providence area. We do have a Westin at Bridge Street Town Center, which has which is a outdoor shopping area that has lots of different restaurants as well as bars and clubs and just a fun atmosphere, lots of different fountains. And they're adding the Element, which is a new hotel that's going to be opening just, I believe, within this month. So that will be opening soon. We have several hotels in the downtown area, Embassy Suites.
Yeah, Element is a new brand of, well, it's associated with now with Marriott, now that Marriott's bought Starwood.
Right.
Yeah, so it's kind of trendy.
And we have an AC property that's going to be opening up, too, AC
oh, wow.
by Marriott, that's going to be opening up within the next 18 months across from our Von Braun Center, which is our music and entertainment center in the heart of downtown.
You know, and this is the thing that the reason that I invited you to come and join us today, Judy, because you got such a happening place going on. I wish half the stuff, and I, you know, I live in a county that is over the top with world-class everything in the most gorgeous geographic place in the nation. And if you want to take a little break away and come visit us, I'd love to have you as my guest here. But we're not doing half the stuff in this county that's going on. And I'm not talking about Space Camp and things like that that are, you know, really unique to where you are because of its own developmental history. But, you know, some of the attention to the way that things are presented, the ongoing events, and you got a very vibrant, lively story happening there. And I want to thank you so much for having joined us today. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.